USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lawyer for the whistleblower, whose complaint prompted an impeachment investigation into President Trump's actions, says his client is talking with Congress about testifying. President Trump is demanding he be allowed to meet the person, suggesting they're a spy. The investigation centers around Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president and a request to get information on Joe Biden. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He didn't even know that it was wrong. You know, he's saying it's perfect. There was nothing wrong. Well, no, it is wrong. It is wrong for a president to say that he wants another head of state to create something negative about his possible political opponent.
She spoke on 60 Minutes. The whistleblower is now under federal protection. President Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, calls the investigation a partisan hit job by a deep state operative. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Two policemen in two separate cities have been killed this weekend.
Sandeep Dhaliwal was the first Sikh deputy to serve in Harris County, Texas, and he was one of the first police officers in the nation to be allowed to wear a turban while on duty. He was shot and killed during a traffic stop Friday and was remembered at a vigil held on Saturday.
Always wanted to share stories about his kids. I think that's probably the hardest part about all of this is his family.
The suspect in his death faces capital murder charges. Meanwhile, in New York City,
by every measure, we lost a hero.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, after on Sunday morning, Officer Brian Mulkeen was shot and killed by a suspect who was then killed by police. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The turnout in the presidential elections in Afghanistan appears to be a record low, less than half of what it was last time. The threats of attacks from the Taliban on polling stations and accusations of fraud caused many voters to boycott. More than 400 attacks on polling stations were reported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
In a recent CBS interview, the Saudi crown prince claims he's innocent and also responsible. During the interview, Nora O'Donnell asked Mohammed bin Salman about the gruesome murder of a Saudi journalist.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
Bin Salman also says he prefers a political, not a military, solution to stop Iran's nuclear program. They're still looking for answers after a deadly dive boat fire 4 weeks ago. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
Investigators have completed a two-week examination of the charred wreckage of the scuba diving boat, but they were unable to determine what ignited the fire that killed 34 people off the Southern California coast early this month. The boat named Conception was anchored just off Santa Cruz Island when it burst into flames and sank early on September 2nd. It's been determined that the people who died of smoke inhalation rather than burns. While the cause has not been determined yet, the investigation will continue, though there's no target date for its completion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.